From WebCourses Bangkok, and today I just want to talk about something that is at the heart of web design, which is buying domains and hosting. So buying domain and hosting is very, very important because it's where you actually put your website. And the reason it's so important is because it's got to be done well. Trust me, guys and girls, it's so many times I've seen people get really, really frustrated because maybe the web designer that originally bought their domain name has disappeared. So it's very, very important that you go with a good company that you can really rely on. Please don't try and save that extra dollar. Go for the good company, even if it is a little bit more expensive. So the one that we go with is GoDaddy. Now GoDaddy are absolutely huge and they're going nowhere soon. Well, as in they're not going to close down or anything. So it's a good idea to go with a big company. If you go for these little ones that are just sort of popping up to resell, and maybe what they do is they drop their price a little bit just for the first year, but they'll definitely bite you in the bum for the second year. So like I said, you want to be paying something between, say, $8 and $12 for a .com domain. For other domains, it depends on what you're really buying, but a .com is generally around about between $7 and $12. If you go with GoDaddy, you can always get a promo code and get it down to $7.67. So if you use one of the promo codes around the world, I'm sure you'll be able to find one. Just type into Google, GoDaddy promo codes. Okay, so you go to the GoDaddy, you stick in all your details, ignore all the other stuff that they try and sell you, and certification of your domain and hosting and all that stuff. Keep it just nice and simple. Now, from there, once you've got your domain, you need your hosting. And the host that we recommend is HostGator. Now, I think we've got a discount code, but if you give me an email at carl@webcoursesbangkok.com, I can send you a discount code for 20%. So just give me a quick email. Now, once you've got onto the HostGator website, it's nice and simple. Just click on the View Hosting Plans, and then you'll see the three types. They've got the hatchling, the baby, and then I think the crocodile or something like that. But essentially, the best one for us, sort of like medium level designers, is just the baby one. So once you've clicked on that, you'll see that you get unlimited domains, unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, everything that you need just to be able to sort of have a nice repository for all your websites. And the lovely thing about HostGator is A, they're quick, and B, they've got fantastic support, which is really, really nice. And actually C, they use cPanel. Now cPanel is a lovely system for managing your website because it's got all the tools that you need, it's easy to use, and it's supported by a lot of other things like Ruby on Rails and more advanced stuff. So if you do want to go more advanced, you can. So once you've bought your package, you'll get a nice email, and in that email will contain two numbers, and they're called name servers. It's essentially where your server lives, where your hosting is, and where your website will be. So we've got our domain, now we've got our hosting, we now need to connect those two up. All you do is take those two numbers you received in your HostGator email. It would be something like ns2345.hostgator.com, and it's just like a postcode. Now copy that, go back into GoDaddy and look for your domain manager. When you find that, click on the domain name you just bought, look for name servers, and put those two numbers in there. And then wait a couple of hours because it takes a little while for it all to connect up. And there you go, you've got a nice domain name, got onto your hosting, and then off you go. Now the nice thing about the hosting that you've bought is that you can put more and more domain names, well, unlimited. So the way that you do that is you go to your hosting, look down to around about the middle, and you'll see something that says add on domains. Just put in the domain name you've just bought, and then again go back to GoDaddy and put in those name servers again, and you've got another site live. It really is that simple. It takes a little bit to set up the first time, but after that it's very easy. And it's so easy that I was actually able to be having dinner with some friends, had an idea for a website, bought the domain, hooked it up to my hosting, installed WordPress, and put a coming soon page up, all in 10 minutes. So yeah, it gets easier and easier and easier once you've done it once. So my advice again, go with GoDaddy, go with HostGator, and you'll be absolutely sorted for life. Okay, and if you want any more information or any tips on this, just give me an email at carl@webcoursesbangkok.com. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.